He sees the truth, who sees that there is no division at all between the self and the other, and that the one infinite light of consciousness exists as the sole reality. Whatever is in the mind is like a city in the clouds. The emergence of this world is no more than thoughts manifesting themselves. Be firmly rooted in the non-existence of your ego self. It came into being through ignorance and delusion. When we lose this false identity, we will realize our essence as the Supreme Being or Infinite Consciousness, and we will be freed from all conditioning and all limitations. The universe is but a long dream. The ego sense, and also the fancy that there are others, are as real as dream objects. The sole reality is the infinite consciousness, which is omnipresent, pure, tranquil, omnipotent. He sees the truth who sees that the non-dual consciousness which dwells in all beings is omnipotent and omnipresent. When bondage is non-existent, surely liberation is false too. All these worlds are no more than modifications of consciousness. In the infinite consciousness, we have created each other in our fancy. We create worlds as the natural expression of our own being. Hallucinations become reality when experienced by many, even as a statement made by very many people is accepted as true. When these are incorporated into our own lives, they acquire their own reality. After all, what is the truth concerning the things of this world except how they are experienced in our own consciousness? Enlightened beings, though they are constantly engaged in activity, do nothing. The enlightened being's inner state is, even though I'm constantly engaged in activity, I do nothing. All happens. Living happens. There is nothing to cling to or grasp, nothing to renounce or run away from.